If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified so that we may love you, so that we may honor you, so that we may witness to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, now we have finished our list of feasts, and we now are in the fifth day of, in the octave of Christmas. So we just went through a series of feasts. Although on this day as a memorial, it is of St. Thomas Becket, bishop and martyr. And of course, he is the subject of the play by T.S. Eliot, Murder in the Cathedral. And he is the one, I do believe, from whom it has been ascribed to the king at the time, who I think was King Henry III, if I have that right, for whom he said, who will rid me of this meddlesome priest? And apparently actually said that, and that led his men to believe that he wanted Thomas Becket murdered, and so, in fact, they did. And then he and the king were very good friends. It's a similar story to Thomas More. And he was devastated that they believed that that's actually what they thought he believed. So anyway, Murder in Cathedral is the play that discusses this. And I remember when I was at the seminary, I was in high school at the time. This is in the 70s. And they used to apparently do plays. So they actually showed us a scene from Murder in the Cathedral that they, you know, live in front of us. And it was great. So anyway, that was back in the 70s. And some of those guys are probably close to retirement now, I would guess. Although I'm probably around their age. I'm 65. So anyway, well, talking more about this, we're looking at the reading. And this is where we start looking at the reading from the first letter of John. And I've talked to you about how I absolutely love this letter, because it's very basic, it's very simple, and it talks about the hope and love that we have, but it also talks that we have from God. And it just talks about how to live the faith in a very simple, straightforward manner. So, for example, what we learned today is that great line that if you want to say that you are a disciple of Christ, keep his commandments. And that's really simple. And we all know that there are 12 commandments. Wait a minute, Father, I thought there were only 10. No, there were 12. There are the two on which the 10 are based, and then there are the 10 themselves. And of course, the two are very simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. But in this particular reading, it really brings out the reality that if you love God, then you will love your brother. And if you don't, and obviously that's a very generic term, brother, but if you don't love your brother, then you do not love God. And so it actually adds a deeper reality, because it indicates that those who love God are walking in the light if they are, and that's demonstrated by they love their brother. If they don't love, you know, love others, love their neighbor is a more common term. If they don't, then they're not only not following the commandment, but they're walking in darkness. And that's an important understanding, because we're called to live in the light. So we're called to understand where the Lord is calling us, where the Lord is walking down the right path, where the Lord is leading us to come to know his greatness and his love. And we can do that when we follow his commandments. And the most important commandments are to love God and love neighbor. And that's pretty much across the board. I mean, it doesn't mean just love those who are easy to love. It actually means love those who are hard to love. And that's an important consideration as well. And this is what it means. This is how we're supposed to live our faith. And, you know, let's face it, we see a lot of people who will call themselves Christian, but aren't following this rule. And part of the problem of not following this rule, and part of the problem of really getting your Christianity, we could say, watered down by politics and learning to follow a political path instead of the path that Christ calls us, is you can't walk into the light that you can't walk in the light that Christ is calling us to walk in. And so we get lost in that darkness, especially when we get lost into those passions of turning around and hating other people who are not in the same mindset that we are. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, and this program is part of that voice called St. Anthony Overnight here from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. So I have a suggestion for you. If you want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, know that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. Now, if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go about seeing if St. Anthony's is the church for you, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. First of all, you have the standing invitation, 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday, which is our chanted Mass, so you'll experience that. But also that you may come and you say, well, I don't want to go hands hanging. I don't want to just go and be sitting there in the pew, and when the collection basket goes around, don't put anything in it. I'd feel just very uncomfortable doing that. Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. That's it. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And we're obviously not far from the Charles River, because Soldiers Field Road follows the Charles River, so we're not far from the Charles River as well. It's a great place to go kayaking. Another place I go kayaking, I'm trying to lose a few pounds so I make it easier to kayak, but another place I like to go kayaking is in Cochituit State Park. Obviously now, not now, but you know, when it gets warmer. And the Salvadorans taught me to say Cochituate, which is a lot easier to say than Cochituit. And the reason is because that really is probably the proper pronunciation of that word from the Native Americans when they said this is Cochituate. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Well, let's get back to looking at this powerful thing that we're called to love others. So you cannot do it if you're not a person of prayer. This is essential. And this is one of the reasons why I get really frustrated by people who teach the Catholic faith and they don't bring up prayer. And remember what I told you, there's very little teaching on prayer from the Baltimore Catechism. And what we're called to do is live a deep sense of prayer. So praying is the first thing we need to do. I used to always teach when I taught religious education, and the two most important things that you had to do, two most important things. The first is to pray every day, and the second is to go to Mass. And those are essential because we can't live the commandments if we're not doing that. And their prayer is absolutely essential. So that's why I get really frustrated when people put out when people make statements or they put out documents or they put out brand new catechisms, we won't mention the name of it, and things like that, and they really don't focus. They focus on this is how you have to live and you have to do this, and they don't really focus on the reality that you can't do any of this if you're not a person of prayer. And I get really frustrated with that. So they'd be talking about how you have to be doing the right thing. Well, you know what? The right thing is to love God and love neighbor. And you can't learn how to love God and love neighbor if you're not a person of prayer. And if you follow a set of rules saying you're doing the right thing, that may or may not be enough, because to love God and love neighbor is going beyond, is going to a deeper level, is teaching a deep reality of the truth that is of Christ. And you can only do that when you are in touch with Christ, when you're seeking to live Christ. One of the things that Fulton Sheen recommended to priests was an hour every day before the Blessed Sacrament. And that's important. And I always teach, even if you're not a priest, at least 20 minutes a day if you can do that. And if you can't make it to your local church, don't forget there are streaming channels on YouTube, and you can find them other places, of the Eucharist. And that's of the exposition of the Eucharist. And that's so key. One of the ones that I look at on a regular basis comes from Poland. And it's an image of a very powerful image that I look at, and it's fascinating. Of course, in the middle of this image is the Eucharist, is the body and blood of Christ. So that's pretty powerful. And it's an image of Mary, the Mother of God, with the tabernacle basically on the level of her womb, demonstrating, in fact, that Jesus is the Son of God, is the reality. Now, when I say Son of God, obviously I mean God the Father, not Mary. He is the Son of Mary, but Mary is not God. We understand that. So a very powerful image comes from Poland. And what I do is I just say, I mean, obviously I have it bookmarked, but you just say into the voice thingy on remote on YouTube, if you have that service, the streaming service, just say Eucharistic Adoration from Poland and it pops up. Well, anyway, we will see you on Monday. Have yourself a blessed weekend and a blessed Holy Family Sunday, and we will see you next Monday. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.